I'm so happy to be in Queen's Church again and to share the Word of God with you and also to study the Word of God with you. But tonight, we are going to talk about the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible. Holy, 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 I'm so holy, which means, what does it mean? Holy, holy, huh? Every day you must, holy, holy, holy. What does it mean? Holy. Hmm? Holy, holy. Which means separate, right? Separate. So separate, which means defer, difference. Difference between you and you, your classmate. Difference between brother and sisters. So difference between the Bible and other secular rule. Sacred books, like your textbook. So the Holy Bible, the Holy, which means this book is so different. It's so different. And it's holy. And holy also means the perfect, right? Perfect. We are human beings, we are imperfect. We are imperfect. We are finite. So we are perfect. We are imperfect. God is perfect. And the Holy Bible is perfect. And perfect also comes with a power. Right? So the Holy Bible. So what is the Bible means? The Bible. The Bible is a collection of sacred writings of the Christian religion comprising the Old and the New Testament. The sacred, which means holy, but divine writings of the Christians. When we say divine, it's only God uses divine God. Besides God, nobody can use divine this word. Okay, divine. Just like how many of you understand the Chinese opera? Chinese, raise your hand. Chinese opera. 中国的什么连续剧, how many of you understand? Okay. And did you see like Qianlong Huangdi, Qin Dynasty? The emperor said, Zhen. Zhen. The regular people can say Zhen, of course not, only emperor. So, same, only God can use divine, okay, sacred writings. Also called Hebrew scriptures. The collection of the sacred writings of the Jewish religion, the Old Testament, the Bible. Bible is different other books. Who wrote the Bible? God himself directed and dictated the writing of the Bible. The human of authors of different backgrounds and occupations were merely his pen men. So the human being wrote the Bible for us. They are just God's pen men. God used their hand to write. So in the human being histories, how many times God himself wrote? Strange. Only Daniel can interpret. And besides those two times, and God is a human being to write some words for him. And God also used our mouth to say some word, to say something. Okay. The 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 say, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrines, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Okay. So we have to understand the inspiration, inspire. What does we inspire? Because we do know this verse is a very famous verse. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. You are young, so hopefully you can recite this verse. You can recite, you can memorize this verse. Okay. So you just copy it down. You don't have to copy down whole word, whole text. You just copy down 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Okay. Okay. So inspire, which means God breathe. God breathe. Because God is spirit. Right? God is spirit. We are human beings, we are flesh. We are flesh. Like this flesh, right? Okay. Like you and me, this is flesh. And God is spirit. Where is the spirit? We cannot see. Where is the spirit? Like air. Where is air? You cannot see. Here, there, everywhere. Right? So where is the spirit? Everywhere. So God breathes his spirit in human being. So the spirit has the human being has a spirit, and God also has a spirit. Therefore, they can communicate. Like a computer, you know, like Internet. So if Java and Fortran, of course, they cannot communicate, right? Even with the computer language, but they are actually different. They speak a different language. Therefore, computer cannot understand. So they have to interpret. They have the computer guy have to develop some language to interpret to another the third language. So everybody understands the third language. Like a Chinese, right, and Japanese, hey, they cannot understand each other, right? You know, like a Chinese people are married with Chinese and Korean husband, Chinese, and wife Korean, they cannot understand each other. So what kind of language they have to speak, like in America? What kind of language they speak? English, yes, you got. So this is a third-party language, right? So the same way, human beings, we speak Chinese, we speak Cantonese, we speak English, right? But God, does God speak Chinese? Of course, he can speak Chinese, but he uses the spirit to communicate with us. But we didn't understand the language, spirit, right? So God have to breathe his spirit in us. Right? So we have the spirit, then God also spirit. Then we can communicate each other. So God, he will download, God will download the idea into your heart because you have his spirit. So God download, right? Typing, typing, then download, you say download, right? Okay, download. Download to your mind, not to the computer, download to your mind. Right? So you will understand God's will. You will understand, oh, God, you want to say this, right? Then I will write down, okay? Use our own language to write down, but you use your spirit to understand God's spirit, to understand God's will, right? Make sense to you? Okay. So this is God inspired, God breathed, okay. Then God carried. Okay. Carried, sister, you live in second floor, right, or third floor? Second floor? Okay. Second floor, which floor here? This is the first floor. This is the first floor. Okay. I didn't know your room, right?
Your room is very neat. It's unneat. I don't know. It's a mess up or very neat. I didn't know, right? Because I didn't go there. Right? But if you carry me there, you give me special permit, then I can go there, right? Then because, oh, it's very neat. Oh, you have flower, you have a painting, right? You have iPhone, iPad, right? You have clothing, you have everything there. Then I can see. Right? Because you carry me there, you allow me to go to your room to see everything. So in the same way, God carried the people go into some area. Usually people cannot see, right? But if God carried me into a specific sphere, right? Or spiritual sphere, then I can see all the heaven, I can see this, I can see that, right? I can see usually people cannot see it because God carried me through the spiritual area. So the people can write down and write it down. Otherwise, how come Moses understand how God created the universe? Right? How God created the universe? Oh, first day, second day, third day. No way. But God carried Moses into some special area so he can see. And also God breathed his spirit into Moses' mind or to the other author's mind. So when we talk about the all scripture is given by inspiration of God, which means God breathed and also God carried someone into a special area. That's why the people can see. Understand? Okay, make sense to you? Okay. Then next one, the material of writings. The first one, we do not the first one. The first one is the tablet of the stone. God himself used his hand to write 10 commandments on the two tablet. Recorded in Exodus chapter 32, verse 15 to 16. And the second one is a pledge. The second one is called book, scroll, and the scroll of book. The second one, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 24. Then the third type, on the stone. Deuteronomy 27, verse 3. So in the old times, people write, or God write his commandment, his word on the first is a tablet. The second one is a scroll, is a book. Okay. Then third one is a stone. This is a material. And how many of them were God put in the ark? How many of them? God put the first one, second one, and third one into the ark, or only put the first one into the ark, or put the number two, number three in the ark.
One and two.
Next to it, which means beside, right? Not inside, the outside of the ark. So actually, how many items in the ark? Because God's word, not God's word. So actually only one. Let's turn to the Bible. So sometimes we're confused because New Testament and Old Testament has different writings. First Kings. Mm-hmm.
First Kings chapter 8. First Kings chapter 8, verse 9. Verse 9. Okay.
Let's read all together. 1, 2, 3, go. So how many items in the ark? Only one, two tablets of the stone. And besides this one, there's nothing. However, we turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4. Which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were golden pots that had manna, Aaron's rod that bound it, and tablets of the covenant. Okay, so from Hebrews, it seems four items in the ark. Tablets there, only two, which is the Ten Commandments. And the New Testament, according to Hebrews chapter 9, manna, and also rock, the inside also manna, and rock, inside the ark. So what's going on? The Old Testament is only two tablets, Ten Commandments. But the New Testament is another interpretation, right? Including the manna and rock. So where is the ark right now? Which means the rod of Aaron, which means the originally is rod. Rod, which is like this wood, right? The wood is dry wood. It's long life. If you put this wood in where I am. banana. Now I remember because I love banana. Yeah. Okay. So you can see the wood cannot produce banana, right? But the Lord in heaven, which means revive, resurrection, like Jesus Christ, resurrection, right? Even it's a dead body, you know, dead, this is dead, right? It's no life there, no life. But Jesus Christ, that God make Jesus Christ raised from the dead, okay? So the life, the new life in heaven, And manna, which means the spiritual food also in heaven, okay? So God's word in heaven. Therefore, 10 commandments in heaven as well. Nowadays, some minority of Christianity denominations, they want to remove some of the 10 commandments. They want to remove, especially the number 7. What's the number 7? The 7th commandment is what? Do not commit adultery. Yeah, they say, this is don't talk about this. If we talk about this, then many of their members cannot join the service, cannot partake the Holy Communion. Right? So they suggest that we remove number 7, the 7th commandment. But 10 commandments is always, it's forever in the heaven, forever. It's established in heaven forever. Nobody can change it. Okay, now we move to the next one. References of the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible, of course, is God inspired human being to write his will, his idea, his will on the either rock or on paper. But actually, the author also refers some book. So first one, this is interesting. First one, read the Numbers 21:14. Therefore, Numbers 21:14. Therefore, it is said in the book of the words of the Lord. It is said, whatever I said, you know, the order means whatever I said, it is said in the book of the words of the Lord. Whatever I said, so which means the book of the words of the Lord has said something already before what I said, before. Like you study your textbook, right? Then sometimes you also go to the library to read for the book for the reference. You want to get more information, or you want to confirm what you study is correct, what you think is correct. So you have looking for some evidence and going to library to borrow more books to prove what you say, what you're thinking, or what you write is correct. So you will go there to looking for some references. References. So in the same way, whatever Moses said, actually, it is said in the book of the words of the Lord already. So this book is one of references for the Holy Bible. Then next one, Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? The book of Joshua? Have you ever heard how do we spell? Joshua? Joshua. You heard this book? I never heard. I studied the Bible every day. I never heard the book of Joshua. Did you ever heard any preacher or any pastor say, please turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1? No, we never heard, right? So before Joshua talk about this matter, actually it's written in the book of Joshua already. So sometimes he also refer to some book, right, to prove why I say it's correct. See, also written in the book of Joshua, right? So what I'm saying is correct, because you can go to see the book of Joshua. They also say so. So I'm trying to prove. So this is the second references. Then the third one, First Kings, 11:41. Now, the rest of the acts of the Solomon, all that he did and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of Acts of the Solomon? Of course, we never heard the book of the Acts of the Solomon. But all the same, what I say, and also the other rest of the Acts of Solomon, besides what I say, and the other one actually also be written in the book of the Acts of the Solomon. But we never saw this book. It's missing already. But when they wrote this book, they also refer to other books. Okay. And we don't have to read it again. Number four, First Chronicle 29:29. Number five, Second Chronicle chapter 9:29. Yeah, next one. Second Chronicle 12:15. The next one, 13:22. Next one, 33:19. No problem, you have time to write, yeah. Then the last one, Jude 14, okay. Maybe we can see the last one. It's very interesting. Yeah. Jude 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about this man also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in the ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So here mention the Enoch, the seventh from Adam. But we never heard this in Old Testament, right? Enoch. Enoch worked with God for 300 years, but didn't say this sentence, this statement. Never. So we never heard this statement in the Old Testament. But in Jude, So which means actually the Bible, the author also referred to many books. Okay. And from the Bible we can see 9 books. Okay, then the next one, the main theme of the Bible. This is very important. Okay. Because some unbelievers, atheists, will challenge our faith, a challenge with the Bible. So salvation is the theme of the Bible. John chapter 5, verse 39. And Jesus is the key person in the Bible. Okay.
let's turn the Bible, John chapter 5, 39. John chapter 5, verse 39. You will search the scriptures, for in them you will think that you have eternal life. See? You have eternal life. So all the salvation, all the Bibles is talking about salvation. Okay. And Jesus is the key person in the Bible. Okay. This is recorded in Luke chapter 24, 44, and Revelation 19 and 10. Okay, so this is, we have to understand. Then you're thinking, it's your thinking time. Okay. If someone says that the Bible is not believable, how do you defend for your faith? Because in the beginning, God created the universe, and then first day, God said, there's light, then it is the light. Then second day, and third day, and fourth day, then God created the whole universe, and even the stars in the skies. But we know, because we studied the textbook, we know the whole universe, like a star, then mine, have to use many years, thousand years, to develop a new star. But how come the Bible says only one day, right? One day. So all the stars in the sky is already. And there's these trees, right? Trees. You know, if you go to Yosemite, oh, there are some big trees, right? Big trees. And then we do know their trees age. Some of the trees reach over 500 years, over 500 years. The trees, their age, 500 years. But the Bible says only one day, only one day. Right? One day, shoot, oh, the big tree, right? It's there already. So when you go to Yosemite, right, then you will talk to the tourist. Say, all the trees finish in one day. Because God used one day to create all the trees. Then they might say, are you crazy? Here say, this tree's age is 500 years old. Then we say, one day? Are you crazy? So we are crazy, or the Bible is crazy, or they are crazy. So who is crazy? Who is crazy? Because one day I create all trees, right? So who are crazy? Nobody is crazy. Nobody is crazy. Because Bible is not scientific textbook. It's not science textbook. The Bible does not teach us about science. So the Bible only teaches us about salvation. Right? So you don't have to spend your time to waste your time to argue with some people. You don't have to waste your time to argue about that. Right? Because there's no contradict. No contradict. Right? The Bible only tells us how God created. God used his power to create the whole universe. The main point is there is God. There is God. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God. Right? So God is very important. So in the first verse of the Bible says, God, there is God. Then without God, then without the second verse, without God, without the universe, without God, without trees, without God, there is no human being. Right? Without God, there is no Christ Church, no Pastor Ye, no John, no Timothy, no Emily, right? We don't have to come here if without God, right? Because there is God, right? God created. Right? In the beginning, God created. So without God, then nothing happened.
Okay? So the main points the Bible wants to tell us, there is God. There is God. So Bible has no intention to tell us how long of the earth, how long of the universe, how many years. The Bible did not have intention to tell us that. Instead, God, the Bible wants to tell us about salvation, the God, like God. So in the beginning, God created everything. Then human being with his, God created human being with his image and likeness. So that's what Bible wants to tell us. So even in the first five books, Moses wrote the books, like Leviticus. It's so complicated. How many of you have finished reading the Leviticus? Raise your hand. Leviticus. How many of you finished reading? Okay, it's so boring, right? It's so boring, so boring. Holy chapter is talking to lepers, lepers, lepers. I don't like to see lepers. But there's a spiritual meaning, talking about Jesus Christ. The feast, the sacrifices, talking about, refer to Jesus Christ. So the Bible, again, Bible does not have intention to tell us science, to tell us botanical issues, to tell us the stars, the trees, no. Salvation. Okay. So if someone try to challenge the Bible, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything. They might write. Don't have to argue with them. Right? Don't argue with them. Of course, from scientifically speaking, the Bible maybe have some so ridiculous, you know, because in human being reality life might not happen. You can see there 5,000 people gathered around Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ started to teach them, right? To teach them. You see how many people we have, how many people here? Only 30, maybe 30 or 20 some. Then I have to use a microphone. I have to use a microphone. So you might hear, right? You see, you can imagine 5,000 people and there's no microphone at that time. No microphone back then. Then how they back then, understand what Jesus talked about without a microphone? Is it possible? Of course not. Of course not. So the Bible does not tell us the life, right? Not life, the detail, right? Electronic or what. Yeah. Talk about salvation. Because the Bible just wants to talk about so many people follow Jesus Christ. Okay. And we should imitate their spirit because they try to follow Jesus Christ. And back then, you know, no car, no airplane, you know, no boat. They have to use 11, right? 11, huh? The bus number. 11, because you see, just like 11, right? Our 2 feet is just like 11. So in the Chinese saying, how come you come here? How do you come to the church? 11, which means on foot, because our foot is like 11, right? 1-1. So back then, they have to on foot, walk by foot, right? No bus. So we just follow their spirit, okay? That's the Bible, the intent, their intention to tell us. Okay, the next one. All what's written in the Bible is God's word, yes or no? This statement is true or false? Huh? Whatever written in the Bible is God's word. I emphasize God's word. God's word is true or false? Of course not. In the book of Job, see, Satan sat in the court, heavenly court, to talk with God. Satan said, blah, 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 right? and some unbelievers say, why should you believe in Jesus Christ? Even Jesus' brother also doubt about Jesus Christ. Even his own brother, his only tribe man won't trust in Jesus. So all what's written in the Bible is not always God's word. Some from human being, like David said what, and Saul says what, right? And Satan said what. But we go back the screen. Okay. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable of doctrine for reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. Just want to teach us, want to comfort us. But it doesn't mean every single word that came from God is not necessary. Okay. So maybe some people say, oh, the Bible, some mistyping, misspell, or whatever, right? Misprinting. It's okay, no problem. Because the general idea is to correct us, to instruct us, to give us the right doctrines. That's it. Okay. Like from the Old Testament, right? From the story of Israelites. We can learn some warnings, some failure from them. So to serve the warnings to us, to serve as warnings to us. So we can learn from their stories. Yeah. But doesn't mean every single word from God. Understand? Okay. Then next one. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. What does that mean? Okay. Do not believe every spirit. We have a spirit. We ask for the pray for the Holy Spirit. The Spirit. And do not believe. Even the Bible says, do not believe every spirit. Do not trust. Do not trust every spirit, but we have to test the spirits whether they are of God. So in the same way, do not believe every single word are of God. We have to test, right? We have to test. We have to test, oh, this is from Satan. This is from King Saul. And this is from unbelievers. This is from where, from what? Okay. But our general idea is give us the teaching. Okay. The content of the Old Testament. The five Moses book, the first category is five books. The origin of all things, early history of the chosen people, bondage. The second book, deliverance, Exodus. Then God's laws and ordinances concerning religion, morality, society, and cleanliness. Okay. Okay. So just listen here. Now. Bye. Out right here. Okay. I'm so hyper. So drink coffee, sugar. No. Just joking. Yeah. I'm excited to share the word of God with you. Yeah. So the creation, everything is new, right? Like a new car. If you are daddy buy the new car for you, all exciting, right? So new, exciting. Wow, everything new, new earth, new heaven. Okay. But Adam and Eve drop, right? Sin against God, so drop to the bottom, until Joseph died. And no hope. But Exodus go up again, deliverance. Okay. Then their destination is where? Heaven, yeah, destination Heaven. But between this point, in the beginning of Exodus, at this point, they are in wilderness, right? Wilderness. And you can imagine wilderness is so dangerous because some animals, tiger, lion, okay, and bear, you know, will fight you, right? Wow, right? And a snake, serpent, cobra. Maintain the computer, how to do this, how to do this, right? Okay. So God had to write the handbook, the manual. The handbook is talking about how to survive in the wilderness. How to survive, right? In Leviticus. So what makes sense to you? In the Leviticus is the book of the handbook, how to survive. Numbers. They are going to wilderness, right? They are going to wilderness. Then if they follow God's handbook, then they can survive. So you can see in the Numbers, if they disobey God, then something happened to them. Right? They receive a punishment. So they cannot survive in the wilderness. Until you totally surrender to God, you totally obey God's commandments, God's instructions, then you can survive. So in the same way, if you have a handbook, right, if you have a survival kit in the high mountain, in the mountain, in the sea, ocean, right, if you receive the military training, right, then the military drop you into ocean. No food, no water. How to survive for 1 week? How to survive for 1 week? Then you need to catch the fish, right? And kill the fish. Right? But they will tell you how to survive. I'm serious. They will tell you how to survive. I'm sorry. They will tell you how to survive. Or in the high mountain, you have a kill, you have to kill rat, right? You will kill deer, in order to survive. So, Numbers. And Deuteronomy, just repeat
whatever God says.
Deuteronomy, which means again, deal, double, right? D-U-E, deal. Deuteronomy, which means double again. Understand? Make sense to you? Then all done. The five books, all done. Easy for you to understand, right? So Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus is a handbook, survival kit. And Numbers, they are going to witness, right? They are going to witness. Then witness, if they follow the instruction, then they can survive. If they disobey God's instructions, then they have some problem. Okay. Then Deuteronomy again to repeat God's commandment.
Okay. Then historical books. 12 books. Okay. Conquering of the Promised Land, story of Ruth, and ancestries of David and Christ, Lot's fall and captivities of the chosen nations. Okay, this is a book. Okay. From Joshua
to what? To Esther.
And historical book,
there are two categories. One category is just
the history, simple history.
Like kingdom, what happened, kingdom rise, kingdom fall, American rise, American fall. One day American will fall, right? United States will fall. Because right now it's going down. So I'm so pity for you because your generation is very, I don't know how to say it. Because your challenge is so great. Oh, okay.
My fault. Sorry. I have to repent. Okay. So your generation have to rely on God. You have to rely on God because your days is full of challenge and competition and difficulties. So we can say the nations rise and falls. But another category is they also use the spirit to interpret the rise and fall. Like 9/11, you know 9/11, right? 9/11. It's a simple just happened, right? Just a terrorist attack the Twin Towers. That's it. There are two airplanes, right? Jump into, just struck into the Twin Towers. And more than 3,000 people died. This is a historical event, right? But how to use a spirit, how to use spirituality to interpret the event? Because God, okay. So your homework, okay. Like Chronicles, the first Chronicles and second Chronicles is use spirituality to interpret the kingdom's rise and fall. So your homework is how to use spirit to interpret the event of 9/11. how to use spirit to interpret the event of 9/11. Yeah. Because you can see reporters, right? They report, how did they report 9/11? Right? Terrorist. And then what? Control the airplanes. Then the detonation is Twin Towers. Then strike, boom. Right? That's it. But how to use our view, how to use our spirit or spirituality to interpret the event of 9/11. This is your homework. Homework. Understand? How to use your spiritual views to interpret. To interpret the event of 9/11. 怎么用属灵的眼光来解释九一一事件。How to use spiritual views? 听懂吗？懂吗？懂哈？还不懂啊？好，举个例子哈。First Chronicles 10 历代志上第十章啊。历代志上第十章，好像你们中文都听得懂嘛？刚才用中文讲，对不对哈？啊？还有些听不懂啊 ？OK OK， 好。First Chronicles chapter 10 verse 13 verse 13 OK， read it together and 14 1 2 3 go。Okay, verse 13, King Saul dead. He was dead, this historical event, right? It's a simple. 你在报道新闻的时候，就是扫罗死的，美国总统死的，当然不是现在，我说以前哈，previous, like Kennedy, President of the United States, died. Okay, this is a news event. But verse 13, 就给予一个spiritual interpretation, spiritual interpretation, 属灵的解释啊，属灵的解释啊，你怎么去 interpret the event 啊？所以他就说，因为他干犯 sin against God's law。那一般的人会不会这样说啊？你 Gentiles do they say this way? Of course not. They only their job is tell you the truth, tell you the spiritual event, 很单纯的。Event 下雨的淹死了很多人、because of flooding, so they wash away many people and many people die. Right? This is a, 这个就是单纯的 simply historical event. But we are teachers member, we are spiritual men. We have to interpret 解释用这个属灵眼光来解释 interpret the regular event.Historical event, 哈、哦，这样明白吗？啊，听懂哈、哦？好，所以你就用 spiritual 那、interpretation 啊、interpretation to say about 9/11。有没有问题 ？OK。OK， 谢天不谢天啊，谢天啊，谢，谢天啊，哎 ，OK， so in the same way, we can use a spiritual view to interpret many social events. OK，
OK, let's pray in silence.